The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to this week's episode of the Coach Curl podcast. Today we're talking about long-term satisfaction, long-term results, long-term commitment. Stay tuned. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to this week's episode of the Coach Curl podcast. Today we're talking about the long-term result. And I have a real belief that our long-term satisfaction must be greater than the short-term gratification. And when I'm talking short-term gratification, we all have those things that make us happy in the short term, be they food, be they alcohol, be they someone that we love. We all have short-term gratification, and sometimes our life is built around short-term gratification. But to have a life where we truly experience and truly blossom and truly fulfill our potential, we must look for long-term satisfaction. Last week, as you know, we had Tiffany from Henderson. She asked us about getting results, and we talked a little bit about how we define success. Now, I shared on that episode that success is about becoming the best you and that the reward is in the journey. Now, if you missed that episode, go back and check it out. It's episode 67, and it was a classic episode. It's a fantastic episode. Success is about being the best you. The reward is in the journey. But today we're going to take this a little bit further. We're going to take it on again. We're going to extend it because when we're looking for an outcome, there's pitfalls that stop us. One of the pitfalls that stop us is that results don't come from short-term efforts. Results don't come from short-term efforts. If you want results, if you want better outcomes in your life, short-term effort helps us. It starts the process. It builds momentum. It helps us build movement. But short-term effort creates the steps we need to drive forward, but it doesn't create long-term results by itself. It won't create your long-term vision for what the best you looks like. Short-term effort creates the steps we need to drive us forward, but for longer-term results, we need to utilize longer-term vision. So long-term success comes from sustained effort, driven by an overwhelming vision, a vision that you can create, and a vision that motivates and inspires you, a vision that feels real and forces you and brings you face to face to drive concerted effort into that vision. Your vision must be personal. It can't be someone else's vision. It must be yours, and it must be something that you truly want to achieve. See, long-term results are the domain of the few, and that's because most are looking for the short-term fix. Long-term results are the domain of the few, and that's because most are looking for the short-term fix. Most are looking for the magic pill. Most put more effort into finding a shortcut than they do in looking within themselves. Because that's hard work. Looking within ourselves is hard work. Because most of us have this persona that we have for the outside world. We expect honesty from others, but we are active in our own deception. We deceive ourselves, and we're not honest with ourselves. We all have dreams, and we all have magic inside us. We have to make the effort to find it. We have to make the effort to strip back those layers, to truly find ourselves and to set our direction. See, once you've discovered yourself, you've got to then look for what excites you and what motivates you. You've got to find your calling. You've got to find why you're here. And once you've discovered within yourself the strength that you have, the strength of that vision, you set it and you set your path. Create your milestones and you move forward. Stop waiting for the magic pill. Create the environment that you need to build the best you. Create your environment. Surround yourself with great people. Surround yourself with people that motivate you. Create an environment conducive to your growth, because that's what's needed to build the best you. Long-term satisfaction is driven from a vision, and it must be greater than the quest that we have. We all have for short-term gratification. We must be able to put short-term gratification on hold while we build towards our long-term satisfaction. We need short-term effort, absolutely, because that's how we build our milestones along the way. But short-term effort doesn't build long-term greatness. Remember, the success is about becoming the best you. And the reward is in the journey. Hey, thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Coach Curl podcast. A big thank you to my team at Think and Grow Business. They sponsor this podcast. Without them, this podcast would simply not exist. Think and Grow Business are improving the performance of people in business. We deal in leadership, mindset, and behavior. Check it out at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. And while you're there, check out Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. It's my book. It's available at Amazon. It's available at Think and Grow Business. It's available at Coach Curl. It's available at strongerbraverwiser.com. Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. It's such a great little journey of stories and sayings and strategies that can help you create the best life for yourself. And don't forget, 20% of every book sold goes to support the team at Carter's Cause. Carter's Cause are here to raise funds and awareness for Heart Kids Australia, who are raising funds and making life a hell of a lot simpler for kids and the parents of kids born with congenital heart disease. So thank you very much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Coach Curl podcast. Until next week, don't forget the golden rules. Just don't be an arsehole. I'll see you then. Bye.